Hi, this is Les from the TV Dudes. Coming up, we have one of my interviews from the ATX Television Festival Season 6. I sat down with Natalie Morales, known for her work on White Collar, The Grinder, and most recently, Santa Clarita Diet. Here's Natalie Morales.
Hi. I'm Les from the TV Dudes. We're a local podcast.
Great.
And I'm sitting here with Natalie Morales, who I really can't believe this. I love The Middleman. I somehow saw it while it aired and tried to get all my friends to watch it.
Are you coming to the panel?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yeah, very much so. Just starting into some questions. Is there a favorite role that you've had on a show? I've seen you on Grindr. I've seen you on
Trophy
Wife. Is there one that you would have loved to have expanded?
Gosh, that's a really hard question. I think a lot of them, all the shows I'm on get canceled, so I don't feel like they all got their fair run.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the answer to that is all of them. I would like to have seen them expanded, yeah.
With Middleman being your first, the first thing I really saw you in, I know you'd obviously been famous for MTV's Pimp My Ride game.
Oh, sure,
prior to that. What was the moment where you felt confident in your work? That this was going to be a thing that you could do, not just enjoy
doing.
That's
a great question. Not so long after that. I guess it was towards the end of The Middleman. It's when I was like, we did 12 episodes, which isn't a lot, but at the time felt like a lot. We were doing either hour-long episodes, and I had 10 pages of insane Javi Greer Mark Swatch monologues to do all day with jargon and words that were completely made up. At the end of that run, I was like, oh, okay, this isn't a fluke. I think I can actually do this. And it was a big help to me that was my first job, I think. Yeah.
With Battle of the Sexes coming out, is there a dream biopic that you ever wanted to do?
Wow. You got great questions. I have a hard time with that because, at least with Billie Jean and most of the people that are in that, not Bobby Riggs, but they're still alive. They have a little bit of say in their lives, and I feel weird about biopics where people aren't like around. It feels a little bit odd. I'm a huge, huge Buster Keaton fan.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be able to play Buster Keaton, but I'd love to direct or write something like that, except that I wouldn't, because I wouldn't want to mess it up. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to say the wrong story or depict him in a way. Like, it's not my place. He lived his life and that was it, and I don't feel like I should necessarily touch that. But as far as people go, I would go see a Buster Keaton biopic. Yeah.
I love your little Prince tattoo.
Oh, thanks.
Which I had not ever noticed before on roles.
Makeup.
Yes. Yes. Magic.
Yeah.
I know tattoos are generally something to remind you of an abstract theme or a moment. Is there something that carries for you?
It was my favorite book as a kid. And that's a great question because I think there's a lot of reasons why. I think the biggest reason is because it's one of those books it's one of those pieces of art that you keep revisiting, and it's different every time, or you get a different thing out of it no matter where you are in your life. Something really screams out at you. It's definitely not a kid's book. And I think I related to a lot of different characters in that when I was a kid, and it was just, besides what I think is obvious self-sabotage of getting a full arm tattoo as an actor when you're 21, besides that, I think it was a reminder to me that something, like, that it's possible to make something really great. And I think that book is something really great. And it's just like an inspiration, a constant inspiration for that. Yeah.
That's wonderful. I know during the Obama administration, when the Cuban embargo was changed, you wrote very eloquently and quite fairly about the attitudes towards that and what helped and what doesn't, and the fetishization of Cuba. How has that changed, has that changed for you with the advent of a new administration? Have you gotten to go back recently?
No, I still have family there, and I haven't been back since I went for the first time and only time. I think if it's changed at all with the new administration, it's just gotten a little scarier in general, not just about Cuba. It just seems a little bit like we're throwing caution to the wind here. But as far as Cuba's concerned, obviously, in my opinion, and I'm not a political science major, but in my opinion, I think obviously the embargo did not work. But the problem that some Cubans had with getting rid of the embargo was that there was no there was no sign of change from the Cuban government whatsoever. They weren't like, you know what, next year we'll let them vote, or we'll let them have free internet or free speech, or we won't be dictators anymore. And so it felt like we were just giving everything back and not acknowledging that there was no change. And what would happen is if there was a new infrastructure of American money and American tourism and American stuff, that it would just go straight to the government again, and it would make that communist government, the dictatorship, a lot stronger, because it's not going to go to the people. And people are always like, well, what if, you know, like, the Cuban people can learn from America, and if Americans go there, they'll tell them about freedom. And I'm like, that is like such a myopic American view, because every other country in the world has been going there for always.
Yes. And reasonably certain they're aware.
Yes, they're aware. They know. So it's not about that. It's about money. And I, you know, I always have a hope that it works out well. I just want people to know it's not just like a vacation spot, and that there's a lot more to think about there, because it's not, you know, it's not an Instagram background.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Those are great questions. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
The TV Dudes is an independently run podcast and a member of the Permanent Record Podcast Network. We are exclusively listener supported. If you'd like to help us out, please go to patreon.com/TV Dudes. You can like us on Facebook and Twitter at TV Dudes, and help us out on iTunes by giving us a 5-star rating and writing a review. To find out more about us, go to thetvdudes.com and permanentrcrd.com. I'm Grant Davis. Thanks for listening.